Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Well, spooky fanatics, we haven't quite come to the end of the series. I lied. Yes, it's me, back again. Just to introduce this. This was the Christmas show at the 100 Club on the 3rd of December, 100 Oxford Street. And I thought it was worth putting out there because there's some really funny and slightly spooky ghost stories from the audience. Thank you for everyone who came along. Please know this, there is another show on Sunday the 28th of February at the 100 Club, Clinton Baptist Sunday Seance, and also on February the 11th. These are both Sundays. Please go to wegottickets.com and look for Clinton Baptist Sunday Seance. You're going to love it. Well, these are the spooky ghost stories during the evening at the 100 Club the other night on the 3rd of December. This was recorded. In the meantime, Happy New Year 2024. Thank you. Who have we got to begin the proceedings with the ghost story tonight? All right, I'm just going to keep going until someone... This chap in the blue. It's all right. Please speak to us. Is there something happened, didn't it?
Yes.
Yes, come on, let's hear it.
All right, sorry.
Give him a round of applause. He's very keen to speak to us. What is your name, child?
Chris.
Chris. Chris is a little bit reticent to tell this story. Just tell us what happened, please, Chris.
I fell... nothing, and at the same time felt that it was very spiritual.
Well, this is promising, isn't it? Well, can you f***ing get on with it then? Speaking to the microphone, Chris.
Still no, I don't know.
And what happened? You felt something, but nothing happened, or...?
But nothing happened, so... Oh, my God, no.
Yeah. Begin at the beginning.
I don't know why everyone pointed.
Spit it out. Say something. Talking to the mic. F*** off. Come on, Chris. Do your best. There's a T-shirt in it for you. Well, that was a lot of fun. Anyone else? Anyone else? You've only got that to beat to win a T-shirt.
There's one over here.
Oh, there's someone over here with his hand up. Please, our friend over here with his hand up there, Tommy Robinson, just over here. Glow is coming over with... It was a good one, Chris, but it may be topped by this. It may be topped.
Sorry. I thought my story was inconsequential until I heard that bag of shite.
Oh, that's very aggressive.
Well...
That's very aggressive.
I'm going to go back now to the 1980s.
Right, okay, right? Yeah.
And I was dating a girl from Ireland.
Okay, this is promising, go on.
And Enya was in the charts, you know, Sail Away and all that.
Yeah, needless detail. Get on with it.
Yeah, needless detail.
However, I went to visit her grandmother in a place called Killiney, which is just outside Dublin.
Right.
And I'd never met this lady before. She was in her 80s.
Right.
And she lived in this old stone cottage.
Right, okay.
Burnt peat in the fire.
Yes.
And said a lot of things that I found as an Englishman quite reprehensive.
Yes. I'll be honest, is this dragging a bit now?
Well, not as much as this bloody story. Anyway, cut long story short.
If you would, yes.
We're in her kitchen, grandma's
kitchen. In the kitchen.
And she said,
go on.
Would you like a cup of tea?
Right.
But when I looked around the kitchen,
go on.
There was only two chairs.
Right.
Three people. Yeah. And she said, I'll get you a chair.
Yes.
She whistled.
Go on.
And this fucking chair walked in, just like something out of Disney Fantasia. As I sit here tonight, that happened.
All right, hold on. Let's go back. I like it.
It's not a ghost story. This chair, completely unanimated, came in like something out of... Honest to God, it was like something out of Fantasia, and I was gobsmacked.
Okay. What? Was it like a wheelchair? Was it on wheels?
No, it was a wooden chair.
And it walked in to the kitchen.
Yes.
You weren't, you know, on drugs or pissed or something?
No, at the time I was a serving police officer.
Oh. Oh, well, that's unheard of in that case, isn't it? So, tell me, are you a retired police officer now, are you?
How dare you? Yes.
What do you do now?
Still work for the police.
Do you?
Yes.
Bloody hell, I think this is quite interesting. What's your name, my friend?
Andy.
Andy, all right, Andy. You pretend that's clearly not your name. You paused before I said that. Andy! What did you say at the time? Did you say anything to this lady?
I said, that's unusual.
And what did she say?
Oh, I mean, yes.
And
I can only apologise to our Irish friends... And then they wonder why the public don't trust them. You know what I mean? Andy, in your job as a policeman, do you ever go on any sort of community training exercises?
I did have a few, yes.
And so apart from this mock Irish racism, what did she...
That's not racism, that's what she said.
I can't...
Well, that's what it sounded like to me.
Was she talking in tongues or something? So the chair walked in.
Hobbled in.
Yeah. What kind of chair was it?
It was a wooden wing-back chair. That's all I can describe. I'm not a big fan of chairs or Antiques Roadshow, but I would say it had a wing-back to it.
Bloody hell.
And it just came in of its own accord when she whistled.
Hold on, he didn't say anything about that. She whistled in the chair.
Yeah, that's what I was... Did I not say she whistled?
Did he say she whistled? Yeah. I do beg your pardon.
Sorry.
That makes it all the more credible in that case. Was it a bit... I mean, it was definitely a chair. It wasn't... I mean, it was a chair. It wasn't a big... It wasn't a Chippendale. Don't matter. It's rubbish. Right, so... Well, I think that that's pretty... So you didn't say anything more than that. You just said, that's amazing, and she'd really like a cup of tea or something. And then...
She never mentioned a cup of tea. I never said she mentioned a cup of tea.
She didn't mention the tea.
She said...
What did the girlfriend say?
I cleared off because, at the time...
Yeah.
Condoms in Ireland were illegal.
Nothing to do with a f***ing chair walking in. Does this stack up?
Well, the chair walked in.
Yeah. Don't try to rescue it.
And I sat in the chair.
Is he still talking?
Oh my fucking God.
Andy, you're currently in the lead, my friend.
You're currently in the lead. You're currently in the lead. Thank you, and thank you for your service to this gentleman from the police force. He got sacked. Right, who has got another story? Try to keep it less racist, but the thing is... this gentleman down here... Just remind us of your name again.
Jason.
Hello. Jason, hello. Please regale us with this story. It's to win a T-shirt.
Well, it's a story about a dog.
Yes.
And that was alive, and then it died, and then... And then the ghosty bit starts, obviously. When it's alive, there's no ghosty bit, right?
That storytelling workshop you're going to in the evenings is not working, Jason. I'd get my money back. Well, try to tell
it. No, well, it don't start as a ghost story until the dog dies. It doesn't.
It's barely started as a fucking story, let alone a ghost story.
So the long and short of it is, this is a true story, right?
Yeah, this is the long of it, clearly.
My dog was on Crime Watch on the BBC for robbing a vet.
Interesting. Go on.
Yeah. So my dog went missing.
Right.
And then my sister phoned me, said, Sandy, I didn't name it, that was his name, Sandy,
right, okay,
is on Crime Watch for robbing a vet.
And robbing
a vet. A vet. A veterinary service. Yeah. Well, that's what I thought. But what happened is, she went missing. But what did happen was, these guys nabbed her and they stopped feeding her. And then they went to a very exclusive vet where you couldn't get in without a sick animal.
Right.
And they took my poor little dog in there.
You're joking?
No, I'm not joking. Swear to God. And then it's on Crime Watch on a drip, right?
Yeah.
So the scary bit, the dog dies.
Oh, God.
Oh, actually, yeah. Actually, the dog did die and never come back to me. The vet were looking after it, and it died. And
right,
then they sent us a bill when we said we're not paying it. Anyway, look, and then I've heard this dog barking at me, and I wondered what it was saying to me. Really,
the spirit of the dog,
yeah. And it's like, you know, last time I see it, it's on a drip on Crime Watch,
yeah.
and then it's gone, you know.
Right. And you think that's going to win a f***ing T-shirt?
I don't even know.
Andy, as a policeman, have you ever heard any of this? What would you call that in a court of law?
Hostile witness.
I was in the toilet when I didn't even know about T-shirts.
You were in the toilet?
So I didn't know there was a T-shirt
on offer.
Is
this part of the story or just...
No.
Someone could be pulling a string somewhere.
Well, there's 4 T-shirts to give away. Do you want that to win a T-shirt? Do you want that to happen? Good try, Jason. Good try. It is a true story. I don't doubt it. It's not very interesting, but it might be true. Who else we got?
Claire.
You, my love. What's your name, my love? Just a second. We'll come to you in a minute, my love. What's your name, my love?
Claire.
Claire. Can you speak to the microphone, Claire, please?
Claire.
Is there an echo? Claire.
Clear.
Yeah. Clear. Sorry, beg your pardon. Sorry.
Well, this story
begin.
Is really true.
It is true. Okay, yeah.
So, I was in the Pyrenees.
Something about the Pyrenees, yes.
In France.
In France, yes.
Yeah, so I was standing by my postbox.
Standing by your postbox, yes.
And
in the Pyrenees. Are you from that area in France?
Yes.
Yes, okay, yeah.
So, really, this is really true.
Yes.
It was about...
standing by the postbox, yes.
About 5 p.m. in the afternoon.
5 p.m. is the afternoon, yeah, go on.
A and it was summertime.
Summertime.
So I saw this lady.
A lady? Get this.
Really? And she was walking her dog. I do believe in
not dogs. His dog, was it? Sandy.
She was walking her
dog. Yeah.
And she said something to me.
She said something to Claire.
Yeah.
What did she say?
Right. To this day, I didn't know what she said, but
that's spooky. Now that is spooky. I think we got a winner. Wonderful. Wonderful. Take all four t-shirts. Go on. Is there more? Yeah.
She asked me something.
She asked you something?
And it was really true. I have a problem.
You what?
No. Sometimes people say something to me and I think, oh, I have a hearing.
A hearing problem, yeah.
And I say yes, but I don't know what this.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
So this afternoon she said something to me.
This afternoon or that afternoon? Yeah.
And I said yes.
But you didn't know. Yeah, it's not getting any better, is it?
Yeah. But.
And so, what do you think she said? Something about the postbox, was it?
Probably, yes. But then I looked at the postbox, looked around, and she disappeared.
What do you mean? She actually...
So I asked my neighbour, did you see a lady with a dog walking down the piece?
Right.
And they said, no. No one came.
Did she look oldie-fashionedy? Stop if I'm getting too technical.
Yes, she did. She did.
From the olden days, we call it.
Yes, she did. She did look like that.
Okay.
And to this day, I'm wondering what she asked, what she said to me.
Let's find out. It's been it. It's been in. Art thou there? Didst thou stand by a postbox or something? In the Pyrenees?
Yeah.
How long ago, Claire?
Yeah.
Huh?
How long ago? It's a lot, about 2 years. And I'm still wondering.
In a minute, just a second. She's waiting! Come on! I know, I'm trying to ask her.
Yeah.
How long ago?
About 2 years, and I'm still wondering. I need to know what she said.
Yes, well, if you shut up, I can ask her. About 2 to 3 years ago.
Yeah.
It's what? Yeah, no, that's what I thought. I didn't fucking understand it either. You got anything to add? 1 out of 10. Dreadful. Let's move on. Oh, there's more. Go on.
Did I meet the criteria for a t-shirt?
What do you think?
Yeah.
What do you think? Yeah. You are winning a t-shirt, my love, for that. Woo. No, that was good, that one, wasn't it? Yeah. Thank God we left Europe. Yeah. Who?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times.
Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare tri-term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, one of my favorite people, ladies and gentlemen! You are about to hear this fella. He's one of our magnificent yeoman warders from the Tower of London. And I haven't finished yet. And he will be appearing on the podcast, Dan. Please, and wait till you hear it. It's in the last two episodes of this series. And he took me to the Tower of London and showed me things that nobody else...
That's our secret.
Grow up.
That's between me and you.
Just, it was absolutely amazing. There's an amazing, amazing thing. What else have you got for us?
I don't think I can beat that last one.
No.
So, obviously, living in the Tower of London, if there's going to be any spirits or ghosts there,
right,
they're going to come to you.
Right.
They're going to speak to you.
They are.
Now, just last week, I was in bed.
Go on.
I'd gone to bed, and I'd gone to sleep, and suddenly I felt cold. There was a cold presence in the room.
Right, go on.
And I woke up.
Yeah.
And I shot bolt upright in bed.
Yes.
And I screamed.
Yeah.
Because I could see at the foot of the bed a ghostly apparition of a woman.
This is what I wanted. It's a million miles away from Chris's effort, this, isn't it? At last.
She said to me, she said, "Don't worry." But honestly, Clinton, at first I was afraid.
She said, "Where are you going?"
She said,
"You're losing them, Dad. You're losing them."
She said, "Don't worry.
Yes,
I am the ghost of Gloria Gaynor."
Oh.
I said, "I'm going to be honest. At first, I was afraid. I was petrified." Hey, I'm here all week.
I'll be honest. I feel a bit of a Charlie now. I picked him up. Let me just say, you are not doing our defence services, you or the policeman here, any favours. Yes, thank you. What a disappointment, Dan. You've let yourself down there. You let yourself down. What's your name, my friend?
Bim.
Bim?
Yeah.
Stupid f***ing name.
Thanks very much.
Go on, Bim.
I was very close to my mum's sister, my aunt.
Oh, God, this is going to... Keep it light, Bim. Keep it light, for fuck's sake.
I'd gone to bed.
You'd gone to bed. Very close to about the sounds of things. Go on.
I woke up at 20 to 1 in the morning.
Here we go. 20 to 1.
At 10 to 1, there was a phone call at 10 to 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
From the hospital.
10 minutes later, yeah.
To say that my aunt had died at 20 to 1.
Right.
So I'd woken up when she died.
Yeah.
That's the story. It spooked me. But that's the way it was.
Yeah. Don't you notice there was an element of comedy throughout the evening?
This is true.
I mean, it's a Sunday night. People have got to go to work tomorrow, Bim.
But it's just
a ghost story, but it's...
It's not. It's ghosty, but it's just
it's
something
a bit miserable, really.
A bit spooky.
It's spooky, and I think that deserves a T-shirt. Thank you, Bim. Thank you. Thank you.
Got one more.
I'm just going to go and hang myself over here. Who else have we got? Thanks, Bim. Seriously, that was lovely. A comfort in many ways, I expect, isn't it? In many ways, wasn't it? No? All right. You, my friend.
Hi, my name's Tim.
Tim. Thank you, Tim.
For a couple of years, I was the manager of the most haunted theatre in the country.
Here we go! What is the name of said theatre, Tim?
Theatre Royal in Margate.
The Theatre Royal... I played it. I played that. Go on.
So it was a very spooky place, so I had to lock the place up.
I know. There's a sort of plaque in the wall where there's something behind it. I've been there, played there.
One night I was locking up, always dark.
Carry on talking, not impressed with what mine I've got to say about it. Doesn't matter, go on. I might have something to say about it, don't matter, you keep talking. Yeah?
I was locking up one night. And,
locking up.
Chaining up the doors. And I was up a royal circle and I could hear...
a royal circle? Well, whose circle? Whose royal circle were you up? That's distasteful, given that a queen died this year. Or last year.
Last year.
No, I don't want to hear if you're up a royal circle. That's disgusting. Go on. You're up the royal circle, yeah.
And I could hear an almighty crash in the orchestra pit. And okay, so I run down.
Yeah.
And... The drums had been gone all over the place, and the piano had gone like something had fallen in. There was no one around at all.
Right.
So the next day, I phoned the guy who does the ghost tours.
Go on.
And he said, strangely, it's happened once before, because legend goes that a man had been fired from a theatre company, and the next night, gone up to the Royal Circle and tossed himself off into the orchestra pit. And I'm not sure if that's a good or a bad way to die.
Was that just so you could say tossed himself off?
It is a true story, but... he did indeed toss himself off. A couple of hundred years ago.
Well, what do you think? You want him to have a T-shirt for that mock? You want him to have a T-shirt? Do you know what that royal family has been through? And he's taking the piss, making jokes about being up a royal circle. That is disgusting. I've got the Queen Mother here, actually. She's f***ing furious. I think you are allowed a T-shirt because I believe it happened, and I think you were maybe... It's all their dirty minds. When you said toss himself off, I don't think you meant, you know, what they thought. So thank you for that. Is there anyone else, or have we ripped the arse out of this now? Does anyone want to steal it at the last minute? Does anyone want to steal it? We've had the Pyrenees. There's someone over there. A strange figure at the door appeared. Nobody had noticed him before. Come hither, child. Speak to us. Dost thou have a story to tell?
Yeah, but it ain't funny.
It ain't funny.
I can't tell jokes.
Don't worry, that's not stopped anyone tonight. All right, try and tell it in quite a spooky manner without taking the piss.
Okay.
What's your name, first of all?
Steve.
Steve, okay, go on.
All right, so when I was 9 years old, I woke up about 1 a.m.
Oh, God, I can tell this is going to shit us all up, isn't it?
And they say that children are susceptible to seeing the paranormal.
Yeah, right.
So three figures walked through the middle of my room. It was a bloke, a lady, and another bloke.
Right.
They just walked straight through, scared the shit out of me, as it would, at 9. Strangers in your room, as you do.
Yeah.
And only when I was about 18 did I find out that that was actually the path that people took to the Gallows Hill in Hartford.
What did they look like, child? Did they look like oldie-fashioned-y types?
It was pretty oldie-fashioned-y. It was, I don't know, it was basically just plain cloth clothing. They were, it turns out they were walking the lady to be hung.
Just a minute. You all right down here? Has someone blown off down there? Sorry, just a second, Steve. Chris, who told that story earlier, has literally just shat himself. You want a T-shirt? A new pair of pants is what you want, mate. Sorry, Steve. Lady's disgusted. She's walking out. Sorry, just tell me again. So these people were heading to the gallows...
To hang the lady, apparently.
To hang the lady? Oh, see, she was between them, like they were sort of...
Yeah, they were walking her to the gallows.
Oh.
Apparently...
How did you have that confirmed exactly, Steve?
So my ex-father-in-law was a historian and did stuff in Hertfordshire, and he told me that that was the gallows where 59 people were hung.
Did you... I mean, were you like Chris here, shit yourself in a bit?
I can't say I shit myself, but I wasn't happy about it.
But you definitely saw it. It wasn't childish imagination. It wasn't dropping off. It was...
No, they just walked straight through the middle of the room.
Did you tell your parents at the time?
I couldn't, because they literally walked through my room into my parents' room and I wasn't going in there.
This... Now, ye doubters, this is what I'm talking about, right? Six series of the Clinton Baptist Paranormal Podcast. We've never had anything so convincing. You're having a T-shirt, my friend, Steve.
Love it,
that's very, very good. Very good. Would you like a Clinton Baptiste and Ramon T-shirt or a Mono Loco mixtape?
It's got to be a Clinton Baptiste T-shirt.
Even better. Two times extra large or three times extra large? Two. If you get the three times, if those figures come back, just stick it over all fucking three of them. Okay. All right, this is for you, right? Any more for any more? Could you pass that back to Steve, please? Any more for any more? Pardon? Yes, you haven't given us a story, have you? You did the blow off. That's not going to count as. All right, no more shitting yourself talk. Can we just have. Right, no, that's it then, is it? I think we've probably had enough of this now. I think that we should definitely give one to Clear there. Which one would you like, Mono Loco or the 3XL Clinton? What do you think? What do I think you should have? Brain surgery? I want you to have this. It's from Ricky, because you might wear that. I think that other one's a bit too big for you. Wonderful. Thank you for that. That was wonderful. I would like to give this... Now, look, just because you're a fella, I'd like you to have Policeman Andy. This is a 3XL, you know, wrap up in it somehow. And then who is the last person to receive this? Who do you think... I didn't actually hear... Oh, that poor chap who lost his auntie. Yeah, you can have that. There you are. Thank you. Bim. Well, ladies and gentlemen, look, thank you very much for that. I thought that was very good. Thank you to Glow for doing microphone duty. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you to everyone who came to the 100 Club. There are more dates, as I say, coming up. Can I just remind you, I'm going on tour. It's a tour, solo stand-up tour called Roller Coaster. It's on from March until November. 100 dates somewhere near you in the country with a little bit of time off in the summer. Go to clintonbaptiste.com/tour. Namaste.
take it slow. I'm your little bird. Don't go too far. When you peel me up, happily touch the stars. Secrets are told, but I keep them safe.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, right. Clinton Baptiste here, offering you the chance to enjoy my Patreon podcast for free for 7 days. So many people have been joining me over there. It's a shame that you're not. We've got videos, cartoons, we've got all sorts of stuff, all the old back catalogue, and a chance for exclusive dibs on tickets before anyone else. Please come to patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste. All right, spirit fading now. See you there. Fading now.